Hey everyone, it's Mary DeMuth and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray you through the Bible verse by verse. Today we are in the book of James, chapter 5, the last chapter, verses 4 through 6. And we're kind of going on, piggybacking on what we talked about yesterday about money and all that fun stuff. They say that the last thing to be converted is the wallet. And if you really want to know someone who's following Christ, look at their checkbook. And I'm reminded of how my particular church, one of the things that they look at when they're deciding on who elders will be is they'll look at giving records. And so that is a very strong indication of where your heart is your giving and how much you give away. So here we go. James chapter 5, verses 4 through 6 in the New English Translation, it says this. Look, the pay you have held back from the workers who mowed your fields cries out against you. And the cries of the reapers have reached the ears of the Lord of hosts. You have lived indulgently and luxuriously on the earth. You have fattened your hearts in a day of slaughter. You have condemned and murdered the righteous person, although he does not resist you. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, I kind of think that the people listening to this podcast are not doing these things. I hope not, at least, that they're not oppressing the poor. But Lord, as I read these verses, and they are harsh, I'm reminded of how you want us to pray that your will be done on earth as it is in heaven. And so, Lord, you are a God of justice. You are a God who sees. And as I look through the whole Old Testament and I read it quickly at the end of last year, it was such a blessing to me because I kept reading about how very mindful you are of the poor among us and the alien and those struggling to make ends meet. Lord, they are on your heart. And so many times throughout the whole Bible, Old Testament, New Testament, you talk about how if we touch the poor, if we hurt the poor, we're going to have to mess with you because you have them in mind and you take care of them. And so, Lord, I pray that those listening today, and I pray for myself, that we would be agents of righteousness on this earth. The new heavens and the new earth are going to be amazing, but it says that your kingdom should come now on earth as it is in heaven. And so help us to be a part of the solution. I don't even know how that looks. I'm not exactly sure, Lord. Maybe it means providing more jobs. Maybe it means working alongside people who are broken. Maybe it means praying for people because they just need to be healed of things in order to be able to have a livelihood. But they've been so held back by emotional stress and pain. Lord, I don't know what it looks like, but I do know that you are a God of justice. And I do know that I want to be a person who loves your justice. So Lord, we just want to commend you for keeping in mind those who are broken, for seeing the unseen, for dignifying those who are undignified. And I think about Mother Teresa and how my husband had the opportunity to work alongside her in Calcutta, it was called Calcutta at the time, and how he began to see your face on the distressing disguise of the poor. And he could feel you there. He could sense your nearness because you were right there in the streets of Calcutta when he would rescue people off the streets and help clean them up and feed them. And Lord, I know that we may not have that opportunity right now, but this is your heart. Your heart is that people are taken care of and loved. Your heart is that people have relationships. And I'm also reminded about what Mother Teresa said, that she talked about the poverty that exists in India, but that she felt that there was more poverty in America, an impoverishment of the soul because of loneliness. And so, Lord, I pray today you would help us to open our eyes to the needs of those around us, even in our own neighborhoods, of people who have been shut in, people who are growing older and don't have family, people who desperately need to know that you love them. And help us to be your hands and feet, Jesus, to a people like that. And Lord, I know I've been that before, and I also know I probably will be that again, and that is the beauty of your body. Your body exists to help each other out. And so, Lord, Help us to ache when someone else aches. Help us to weep when someone else weeps. Help us to mourn when someone else mourns. And then, Lord, help us to meet the needs of the people around us. I pray this in your provisional name, this Jehovah Jireh name. Amen. Thank you for listening to Pray Every Day. If this show has blessed you and you'd like to give back a little bit, you can go to Patreon. That's patreon.com/PrayEveryDay. There's different levels that you can support the podcast at. I would so appreciate it. Thank you, too, for the Patreon sponsors. You are a huge blessing to me, and I don't know what I would do without you. I don't think I could afford to put this podcast on, first of all. So thank you so much. And everybody listening today, I hope today is an amazing day.